Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of January 7th, 2023. Happy New Year to all our listeners. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Received a nice note this past week from a dear friend that goes way back, and her name is Carolyn Yonker, and Carolyn is from Galesburg, Illinois. Her and her husband, Watt, have been longtime friends of the camp, and their daughter, Vonda, was one of our campers. She writes, "My daughter used to attend Camp Courageous. I can't tell you how important your program meant to my husband and I when we needed time for ourselves, and I think Vonda really enjoyed her time there. I lost Vonda in 2010. She lived in St. Mary's Square Living Center for the last years. We were able to put her there before her dad passed in 2002. She gave so much joy to so many people, loved going to church and listening to the music. Thank you again for your services to Vonda and for the many others you serve. Sincerely, Carolyn Yonker." We appreciate that nice note and all the wonderful campers that we have the opportunity to serve along with their families. Camp Courageous served 4,604 campers in 2022, a huge increase over the past couple years. This weekend is a respite care weekend where parents and guardians leave their loved ones off with special needs on Friday night and come back on Sunday and pick them up. One of the many beauties of Camp Courageous, along with an incredible staff, is a lot of indoor facilities. So from two indoor pools to a gym to bowling to laser tag, there's just lots of room to move around inside as well as out. Camp Courageous had a farewell party this past week for our dear friend Sue Chapman. Sue, who is a year-round volunteer, is going to take a year off and do some missionary work. Camp Courageous will be hosting family swims every Wednesday from 4 to 5:30 now through March 1st. Both pools will be available and staffed with Red Cross certified lifeguards. Cost is just $6 per person and all ages are welcome. Any individual under the age of 16 must be accompanied by an adult. Camp Courageous is also announcing upcoming swimming lessons. Homeschool and preschool sessions will have registration starting on Monday, January 9th, beginning at 8 o'clock in the morning. Camp Courageous would like to congratulate Rita and Ken Wolf from here in rural Monticello. They are the KCRG 9 Who Care Award recipients for this year. They started volunteering at Camp Courageous in 2018 when they moved to the Monticello area. Both enjoy the outdoors and helping others. Along with their volunteering here at Camp Courageous, Ken and Rita have been spending their winters volunteering for disaster services, generally down south. With this program, they spend October through mid-December in January through March or April in southern states that have been affected by natural disasters such as hurricanes or flooding. They are a wonderful couple, and we cannot thank them enough for all that they do for Camp Courageous and all that they do for so many others. Big news on Camp's VW bus raffle. It came to an end at noon, December 31st, with Cooper Yakovic drawing the winning ticket, and the winner was Amy Wright. Amy lives in Monticello and works at Mercy One in Dubuque as a neonatal intensive care nurse. A great person, a great family, and we congratulate Amy, and we thank all those people who bought tickets for the VW bus raffle that celebrated Camp Courageous' 50th anniversary. Camp's largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. Run 100% by volunteers, they sell new or lightly used items of all types. They now take credit cards, and a big thank you to all the volunteers, donors, and shoppers that make that such a huge success for Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous itself here in Monticello is having a little mini winter sale. It's taking place in the camp's main lodge. We are grateful to Meg Welter and all the other volunteers that come out and help. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and the first Saturday of each month from 9 to noon. That includes today. We're still selling cocoa bombs if you're interested in where you can purchase those along with Camp Courageous. Those locations are at Camp's website. It was a treat to have Nikki Waddell and Sharon Koba from Cedar Rapids come out with a carload of needed items this past week. They brought everything from yarn to quilts to fleece blankets, pillowcases, and a lot more. A big thank you to both of them that are very, very active with the Al-Qahir Shrine Auxiliary. Both their husbands were members, and they do a lot of wonderful things for Camp Courageous. So big appreciation to them. Also, big thank you to our friends at B&W Racing Services. They selected Camp Courageous to be one of the charities to benefit from their Central Park Open House and Polar Run Reindeer Plunge. A great event, a great turnout, and a big thank you to all those folks that participated and for B&W for choosing Camp Courageous. Received a nice Christmas card from Jan Turbis this past week, and she mentioned how honorary board member Gary Turbis had discovered a brain tumor, and they got it removed, and Gary is doing well, but our thoughts and prayers go out to Gary and his family. Gary, I always considered Gary one of the founders of Camp Courageous. He was the first director of Camp Courageous, a wonderful person. Next week, the Cedar Rapids Gazette is going to be celebrating its 140th anniversary. Big congratulations to the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and a big thank you to them for all the promotion of camp events and programs that camp has here. Next Saturday, we'll be giving a program to Hope Lutheran Church in Cedar Rapids. If your group is ever interested in a program about Camp Courageous, make sure you contact us. We'd love to share the Camp Courageous story. Memorials this past week go out to Betty Shaw. She was 90 from Manchester, one of our Manchester Garage Sale volunteers. Also, Gladys Tolan, 91 of Monticello, passed away. She was known as the Cookie Lady, supplied Camp Courageous with lots and lots of cookies. And also, camper Daniel Randall, 60 from Manchester, passed away. The need of the week is baby wipes. Each cabin is stocked with baby wipes throughout the year, so they are available as needed. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come, and the very best in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.